We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cloudy, windy, and humid today, and just a little less warm. We also have a chance for a few showers today, high 83. Dan Brunoff has your complete weekend forecast and a preview of the rain coming early next week on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Friday, March 27th. The United States now has more coronavirus cases than any other nation on the planet. Alan Skaya leads off our local COVID-19 coverage.
Dallas County reported another 56 cases of COVID-19 yesterday. They're now up to 303. Judge Clay Jenkins says as they try to slow the spread, you might see the National Guard driving around, and the old Parkland Hospital is going to have a lot more activity too. He says the National Guard is not here for law enforcement. They have doctors, they've got epidemiologists and nurses. They're going to be going door to door in neighborhoods where someone has tested positive to try to trace where that person caught the virus. Jenkins says the old Parkland Hospital will be used as a temporary hospital too. He says all of the hospital systems in the area, they've been working together to figure out how to expand the number of beds that are available.
I think it's a model for the nation the way these guys are working. But double up those beds in their hospitals. They're going to follow that Parkland model that Fred Cerise has already put into place to take operatories that are currently not being used and turn those into ICUs.
He says every county judge in the area except Collin was on a phone call yesterday as everybody was trying to come up with a unified plan for shelter in place or what rules they should have so that the rules are consistent from county to county. Jenkins says he respects the leadership in Collin County, and these are tough decisions, but we do have to act now. The entire region has now confirmed 592 cases of COVID-19. 10 people have died. 7 of those 10 and 303 cases have been in Dallas County. Collin County reported 22 yesterday. They're up to 88. One person died there. Tarrant County is now at 100. They've reported one death. And Denton County has also reported one death. That's their first from coronavirus. Denton County has confirmed 83 cases. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Governor Abbott has issued a 14-day mandatory self-quarantine order for people arriving in Texas from New Orleans, New York, and other locations to help avoid the spread of the virus.
Governor Abbott's order includes those arriving in Texas by plane from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, as well as New Orleans. Upon arrival, they'll need to provide DPS with information about where they'll quarantine.
Department of Public Safety troopers will conduct visits to those designated quarantine locations to verify compliance with this executive order. Failure to comply with this order is considered to be a criminal offense.
The latest virus numbers, COVID-19 has claimed 18 lives in Texas. 1,400 have tested positive out of the 21,000 who have been tested. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Saying people cannot wait for Washington, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has a plan to help people and small businesses suffering economically because of coronavirus. And as KRLD's Austin York reports, Cuban's plan starts now.
Thousands of North Texans are unemployed and small businesses are struggling to stay afloat. So Cuban wants to give those affected money now, instead of waiting 3 weeks for a government check. He has been pushing banks to make 2-month loans to small businesses with less than 500 employees, with this catch.
That if you retain all your employees for that 2-month period that they paid your wages for, you don't have to pay it back. And so because of that, it's obviously an amazing program that every small business with under 500 employees that's been negatively affected by all this has to do.
He also wants banks to give advances to those who will receive the stimulus check by direct deposit, interest-free. Cuban says he has received support for his ideas in the banking community. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Dallas, a pop-up nonprofit making sure furloughed restaurant workers still have food on the table. KRLD's Bailey Friday has that.
Furlough Kitchen opened this week in Dallas to serve furloughed restaurant workers.
We put a plan together Saturday morning. We decided to rebrand Vestal's Catering as Furlough Kitchen. So we put up a banner, partnered with City Square. A lot of people in Dallas know that nonprofit organization.
Randy DeWitt helped spearhead the project, which serves free hot meals to anyone affected by restaurant and event closures. Laid off hospitality workers can pick up a free meal every day, Monday through Saturday, at Vestal's Catering in Dallas. Those seeking meals are asked to present a pay stub or a uniform with a logo on it, but DeWitt says mainly Furlough Kitchen is going by the honor system. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Colleges across North Texas and the nation have moved their instruction online amid the pandemic. And after a week of learning online, it's so far so good, as we hear from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
North Texas college students are wrapping up their first week of online instruction. UNT Provost Jennifer Cowley says teachers are doing what they can to make the online experience as close to the in-person classroom experience as possible.
We've been able to provide our faculty with technology such as Zoom video conferencing so that they can offer in-person classes at the regularly scheduled time.
UNT senior Rachel Stevens is taking her organic chemistry class online. She says the teacher and teacher assistant have done a great job adapting the course to online.
The TAs have recorded all of the labs that we were supposed to finish up on already, and they are just ready to submit them each week. That way we can do a lab report on them.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
More good news. A Fort Worth pastor is back on the job after recovering from the coronavirus. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has that update.
Reverend Robert Pace tells NBC5 he feels so much better.
I am enjoying breathing. I'm so grateful.
Head pastor at Trinity Episcopal Church in Fort Worth, Father Pace, believes he contracted the virus after attending a conference in Kentucky in February. He started feeling ill 5 days after returning home, but started feeling better. But after leading Ash Wednesday services, his fever returned the next day. He says in his 53 years, he has never felt so ill. Now recovered, though, he will lead his congregation again Sunday, although only through live streaming because of Tarrant County's shelter-in-place order. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton files a lawsuit to stop a Houston auction house from price gouging Texans for necessary health-related supplies. Paxton spokesman Mark Rylander says Auctions Unlimited went ahead with the bidding on N95 respirator masks, finally settling at $180 per package of 16.
The Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act expressly prohibits people from selling necessary items at an excessive price when a disaster is declared.
People found guilty of price gouging in Texas could face civil penalties between $10,000 and $250,000. Officials say you could get your stimulus money from Washington in about 3 weeks. With so many questions about that federal aid package, we had business analyst David Johnson explain the major parts of it in a way that's easy to understand. That conversation is the latest KRLD In Depth. You can hear the podcast in the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can listen to it now at krld.com. Just click on podcasts. One other note for you this morning. New figures released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau show that three metro areas in Texas had some of the biggest population gains over the past decade. The Dallas-Fort Worth region increased by 1.2 million people, the most of any U.S. metro area. It was followed by Houston, which added another 1.1 million residents over the decade. Austin grew by more than a half million from 2010 to 2019, the eighth biggest numeric growth among U.S. metros. The Phoenix population of 4.9 million residents last year knocked Boston off the list. The top 10 most populous metro areas in the nation.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.